We're now recording.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Olga, we have Olga yourself, who is the leader, Greg Ruth, ISP, Robin Gross, NCUC, Ken Stubbs, Registry, and that's all for the moment.
Okay.
And I have apologies from Edmund Chan, who is traveling.
Yeah, and also Avery sent an email to the lady.
And Avery cannot be because she's also traveling.
But she
thanks.
Cannot be in the call. So thank you, everybody, for being in the call. I sent an email just the day that we finished our last call, last week, with something that we talked about on when we were on the call. You were supposed to send some input for me to start drafting a document. I was wondering if someone sent something because I didn't receive any text. And taking in consideration that we have to have something drafted and agreed by November 1st, what I did after this week, I had taken some notes during our call, and I just put them in a small email I sent yesterday to the list. It's not meant this to be as agreed principles or concepts. It's just some notes I've been taking during the call. Just please don't think that I am trying to say this is truth or agreed a text. And also, I don't know if you saw it, Avery sent after the email I sent yesterday a very interesting email making some points in relation especially about the size of the constituencies and the amount of constituencies after the GNSO will change in its structure. So what do you think? How should we proceed? Should we perhaps review this small note I have been taking and the concept sent by Avery, or you want to propose some ideas that I could write as you mentioned them? How would you like to proceed? I would like to know how do you want to work with this call?
Olga?
Yes? Who's there?
Yeah, it's Ken Stubbs. I have a couple of responses.
Oh, Ken, yes. Oh, Ken, before you start, sorry, I would like to make a comment. I remember that during our call, you had to leave a little bit early. And what we liked very much in our last call was somehow a summary of some issues to take in consideration when we talked. And I asked in the first email I sent to the list after our call if you could perhaps summarize them, and that could be also helpful for our work. And now I hear you.
Thank you. I apologize. I got the email, but I've been somewhat distracted.
No, no problem.
We've had some illness issues in the family, and it's been, to say the least, a bit of a distraction. I'll try to get something summarized, though, in the next day or so. I have some comments with respect to the comments that Avery made.
Yes.
First of all, to talk about constituencies of different sizes. I think for all intents and purposes, regardless of the size of the constituency, and let me use this as an example, okay? First of all, you have to stretch to determine exactly what constitutes size. I'll give you an example. The in the business constituencies, and if I'm incorrect here, I know somebody will speak up. Many of the organizations that are members of the constituency have significant numbers of members, and I'm thinking, for instance, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, International Chamber of Commerce, a lot of the trade groups and various groups there. Do you count those members, or do you count the memberships, number one? Number two, I think that ICANN, over the years, over the last 10 years, has acknowledged the concept of a constituency system. I think if we add new constituencies in the future, ICANN needs to be prepared to fund the travel for the new constituencies. This should be a budget item for ICANN. and that that should be done on a pro rata basis according to the constituencies. Also, with respect to one constituency that has a large number of members getting a disproportionate amount of funding, I think we're much better off with the concept of funding each one of the constituencies on an equal basis. In other words, I don't really think that the number of members, if I can't acknowledge the existence of or the addition of a new constituency, that's the benchmark right there. And I would doubt very much whether any new constituency would have a different representation on the council than the other constituencies. I can't see, and I don't see the idea of restructuring the council to account for these as well. I do believe that the funding should be to the constituencies and not to the various houses. You have a bicameral system that we're setting up, but each one of those houses consists of constituencies, and the concept that's in place now calls for constituency representation on the council, not house representation. So, and if I'm wrong again, please correct me. So I'm inclined to say to Avery that that's just an additional budget item, and whatever the existing constituencies are getting, if I can't acknowledge or recognizes a new constituency, they have to agree to fund it on that basis. And I think it pretty well covered the allocation as well. I think you run into real problems if you start funding constituencies on a disproportionate basis.
Hi, this is Robin. Can I ask you?
Sure, Robin. Go ahead.
Yeah, I share Ken's sentiments about that, but I wanted to make one clarification. We're talking about constituencies, but I think what we really mean are stakeholder groups as we're transforming into the new GNSO. We're moving into four stakeholder groups, and so I think, or at least from my perspective, what we're saying is the four stakeholder groups are the ones who receive the funds, and then there are various constituencies within those stakeholder groups. And so, you know, it's going to be up to each stakeholder group to apportion those between the different constituencies within the stakeholder group. That's my perspective, and I'm wondering if that's what others are thinking, or if we're all being...
I think we're on the same page there, Robin, because our constituency consists of various types of members. By that, I mean you have the generics, and then you also have the specialty TLDs. So I'm inclined to agree with you there. Maybe we need to get Avery off of the idea of using the word constituency and moving towards the description of stakeholder groups.
Yeah, I think for clarity's sake we should do that, because we're moving into a system where we will have both constituencies and stakeholder groups, and so it's not, you know, we just need to be clear about which entity we're speaking about.
And I think it might be a good idea on any summary that we give back to the council that we are consistent in our wording. Otherwise, they're going to have the same issues with definitions that we are here.
Thank you, Robin. I have a question. So we should talk about the stakeholder group, not talk about in our document about constituencies. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because this is a policy that isn't going to go into place until sometime in 2009, presumably, and so that's, you know, we're going to be in the new GNSO, where we're divided into four stakeholder groups at that point, with constituencies within the stakeholder groups. So I think it makes more sense to replace the language that we've been using now as constituency with stakeholder group.
Well, this is Greg. I guess I don't see it quite that way. As Ken said, if you're a constituency, you're a constituency because the board or ICANN or whoever decided that you are a separate voice. Whereas the stakeholder groups, I think, are kind of artificial. I mean, they're just groupings of constituencies for the sake of convenience. So one could make a case for actually talking about constituencies, individual constituencies, instead of stakeholder groups getting support.
I have.
Because I hadn't heard before that there would be constituencies outside of the four stakeholder groups.
No, I'm not saying there will be, but I'm just saying the entity that you have to deal with is constituency, not a stakeholder group. Because constituency is recognized as a separate. I mean, this idea of stakeholder group is just a pure artificiality, as far as I'm concerned. You'll have some odd combinations that go into stakeholder groups, what they call stakeholder groups, simply because they have to be, people have to be stuck in one of four groups. But if it really is a separate constituency, in other words, a constituency really is a stakeholder community, okay, in the normal sense of the word stakeholder. And if they're recognized as a separate constituency, they're a separate voice, and they should have a separate voice and be funded as such. But I don't want to monopolize. I don't want to impose my will on anybody.
Someone else.
This is Zahid. I'd like to sort of chime in at some point.
Hi, Zahid. You're done, Greg, or you want to add something else?
I'm done.
Okay. Zahid, you want to say something?
I think Ken's point initially about the whole dealing with Avery's point that was raised in the email is absolutely right. I think we need to make sure that the payments are the budget is actually allocated to the constituency. I completely agree with that. And I think that in case there are going to be any new constituencies, then ICANN needs to take account of that in future process and allow for greater funding. So I think that point can be dealt with that Avery's point. However, with the stakeholder group issue that just was raised by Robin, I think that since it might be new language at the moment and it may create confusion, maybe we can stick with the constituencies. And there's another practical reason why I think that language should be used. Because at the moment, the way we're all considering how this is going to be administratively handled will be that each constituency will decide who's going to be represented, councillors from their constituency or their other representative will be coming to these meetings, whether the working group meetings or the council meetings. So I think from an administrative point of view, it would be the constituency who would decide. So I would agree with the last comment. We should use that language. What we could do is, in the drafting process, actually add that what currently are the constituencies. And if supposing the language changes or they're given a new terminology, that could be taken into account subsequently. So at the moment, we should just stick with the current terminology, at least what my view is.
Olga, this is Ken. So could you put me in the queue, please?
Sure, Ken. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have the advantages of some expertise on the attached to the working group here with Glenn. Glenn, I'm going to ask you a question because I know you've been working to some extent on the restructuring of the GNSO. Correct me if I'm wrong, they're talking about bringing the possibility of additional interest groups applying to ICANN for recognition within the GNSO. Aren't they discussing those using the term constituencies? In other words, if the domainers want to establish a constituency, they would apply to ICANN for recognition. Am I correct there?
Yes, I think Robin's explanation that she gave was also very correct. There are constituencies in the stakeholder groups.
Yeah.
So there could be even more registry constituencies, for example.
Right. I think from a practical standpoint, what we may have is a potential problem for political unrest, and that is if we make a decision that the funds should be allocated to a stakeholder group, I can see a significant amount of flack going on within the stakeholder group as to who would get what out of that. Now, maybe I should just say, well, that's tough. That's their problem and not ours. At the same point in time, it would be nice if we could work out a system where we could get some sort of buy-in from the very beginning so that we don't run into an issue like that because, it's just, to me, an additional irritant for contention. I think that maybe we need to take a closer look at exactly what ICANN's trying to accomplish, or what we're trying to accomplish by restructuring the GNSO. I think we're trying to provide flexibility in the future for addition of constituencies who may be a member of one stakeholder group or another stakeholder group. But I think ultimately, and please correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I'm just missing something in the restructuring, any new interest group that's recognized by ICANN, and I'm going to use the domainers just because it's easy to identify them, if they recognize them, they're recognizing them as a constituency, and I believe it was my understanding that as a constituency, they would be entitled to membership in the newly reformed council. If so, this funding is supposed to be essentially to fund participation primarily, and I use the word primarily because I think most people assume that participation is essentially by four members of the council, even though a constituency may elect to fund someone other than a councillor. So I think would be I think we'd get better off to budget this on the basis of a per constituency basis, and I think ICANN has to realize that if they recognize a new constituency, and if in fact that constituency is entitled to representation on the council, then ICANN is going to have to provide funding for any future constituencies that are recognized. I don't think that they should dilute the existing funding.
Thank you, Ken. Someone else want to comment? I would like to make a comment.
This is Robin. Can I get in the queue after you?
Yeah, and I would like to ask you, Robin, a question. I think that your comment about stakeholders is really very important, but I have the same doubt that Ken raised. Are there going to be new constituencies if approved by ICANN, and they are going to be part of each of these four stakeholder groups, but should we think about dealing with constituencies for our document, or should we think about stakeholder groups? And as you mentioned the stakeholder concept, perhaps you could clarify this maybe to me or to the rest of us. So go ahead, Robin.
Like I said, it's my understanding that the GNSO is being basically divided into four stakeholder groups, and every constituency, whether in existence now or yet to be created, fits within one of...
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Hello? Okay. Huh. Yeah, I have no idea what that was.
No, music on the line.
That happens often when I speak, you know. Anyways, so it's my understanding that any constituency, whether in existence now or yet to be created, fits within one of these four stakeholder groups. And that's why I think it's important that we stick to the language of stakeholder group instead of constituency in this context because of the transformation. I also think it seems like we have we haven't reached agreement of understanding as to what this GNSO restructuring is about, because we're hearing, you know, different ideas of what's happening on this call. So, I mean, it's not going to be up to the travel funding call to decide the restructuring of the GNSO. So I think we need to get clarification on this point, because I think it's really important. And if it is, in fact, all constituencies are being put in one of the four stakeholder groups, then I think it's important that the funds be divided among the four stakeholder groups, and then the stakeholder groups, through their own internal machinations, allocate how those funds are used. So
I agree with Robin in terms of getting clarification, because I'm only speaking personally right now, and I want to make it absolutely clear this is only my personal observation. And that is that if each one of the constituencies is entitled to representation on the council, and let's assume that the ISPs, the IP, and the business constituency are equally entitled to the same amount of representation on the council as the registries or the registrars. it would seem to me that you would be diluting the funding for that specific half of the stakeholder groups by doing it on that basis. And I just frankly don't think that that's really fair, because you are dividing a pot of money on one side between three members of the registered constituency and on the other side between nine members of that group. And the only thing I think it creates is just more dissension and frustration. I'd rather have a situation so that the funds are divided on the basis of representation on the council, and then they can decide what they want to do with them. It's, to me, it's a little bit more equitable. But I do think that until we find out exactly how ICANN's planning on funding this in the future, are they going to fund it on a per stakeholder basis or a per constituency basis? Because if they're going to fund it on a per stakeholder basis, Robin, as you add more constituencies to the stakeholders, you would not get any more funds, because by our definition, we're dividing it up between the four stakeholder groups. That's just food for thought. I really...
This is Zion. I'd like to say something with Buck.
Okay.
Thanks for hearing me out, guys. I'm sorry if I...
No, that's great, Ken. Zaid and someone else want to talk after Zaid?
I'll get in the queue. This is Greg.
Okay, Zaid. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Hi there. It's happening when I talk to you, Robin.
Okay, no problem. It's
Zaid,
Greg, and that's myself. Someone else want to talk after me? Okay, Zaid, go ahead.
Yes, I agree with Ken here, because effectively what will happen is that the money will be divided up, and then a greater portion would be available to the registered registry constituencies, and it will be a lesser amount that will be available, say, for the BC or the IPC or the ISPC. And I think that's why I completely agree that it would probably not be so fair in one respect. The other thing I'd just like to mention is that I think I completely agree with the point that it's the travel funding is for representation on the council. Now, at the moment, my understanding, and I just wanted to get clarification on this, is that it's not the stakeholder groups who would have representation of councillors, but it would probably be the constituency still. If that changes, then I can understand why the stakeholder groups should get the funding rather than the constituencies. But if the representation in the new restructuring is based on constituencies electing their councillors onto the GNSO, then it should be the constituencies basically getting the divided shares up. That's how I see it. But am I wrong? Is it the stakeholder groups eventually who are going to be electing councillors onto the council? And this is just a question for anybody who has the answer for this. Thank you.
It's my understanding that it will be the stakeholder groups, which is why I was going in the direction of saying we should fund the stakeholder groups predominantly. That this group is going to be able to, you know, decide. So we just need to get clarification of what this decision is, you know, to help us as we figure out our plans.
I agree with that, and I think we need to get clarification on that. And if it all depends on who basically gets to decide the representation on the council, really.
Yeah, can I have a clarification?
Thank you.
Could we follow the queue, please? Because we have very few, and we are supposed
all right.
not.
I'm sorry, then. Please put me in the queue.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ken. And Zaid, you're done? Or you want to say something else?
No, I'm done.
Okay, Greg, go ahead, please.
I guess I agree with Zaid and Ken that if you allocate funds on an equal basis to stakeholder groups, you run the risk of diluting the funding for the constituencies. It's clear to me. I don't know. I don't have the answer to Robin's question exactly, but it's clear to me that the basic unit of representation in the GNSO is the constituency. The ICANN Corporation has recently, I think, released a new constituency petition and charter guideline or something like that. meaning that if you want to be a new constituency, you have to justify why you should be a new constituency, and you have to explain who your membership is and all of that. The bar is not low. Not just anybody can become a constituency. On the other hand, if a constituency really does have an identity, then that identity has to be represented, and the constituencies perforce are the individual units of different stakeholders' representation within the GNSO. They may not have seats on the... Not every constituency may get seats on the council, but I think as members of the GNSO, this support organization, they are equal and should get equal support.
Thank you, Greg. I would like to make a comment. I also think that maybe I'm wrong, but my understanding of representativity in the council is by constituency. But I also agree that we should ask for clarification to understand really if it's stakeholder groups who are receiving this funding or the constituencies. I also understand that if there will be some stakeholder groups with more constituencies than the other ones, then each stakeholder should deal with this portioning of the funds for traveling. And I would like to ask you if how could we ask for clarification? Who would be? It's the board. It's the GNSO. It's Denise. Who should give us this clarification, and how should we ask for it? And now I have Ken in the queue.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to ask for a clarification. I know Zahid said that the funding is for counselors, but I think you have to put in insert in that sentence, as it stands right now, funding is primarily for counselors, but you have the option of not necessarily funding a counselor if you want, and that may even become more relevant if the model for the stakeholder groups is as such, where hypothetically you could have a stakeholder group that has three representatives on the council, or, well, I'm going to lower it. Yeah, have a stakeholder group that has two representatives on the council. And if so, you may have three constituencies within that stakeholder group, and it would appear that one of those constituencies may very well not have representation directly on the council, but is represented by the stakeholder rep. So I think we need to get the clarification. I think the best person to go for clarification, and I would request that we get the clarification in writing, a good, clear, because it gives us guidelines to work from there, and that would be from Denise, because Denise is responsible for managing that process that, unless I'm incorrect, Denise is responsible for managing the process that will move the GNSO restructuring forward. So she could take it from there. She may have to go to John Jeffries, but I think if we let Denise coordinate it and task it to her, it will probably get done faster and most effectively.
Thank you, Ken. Someone else want to be on the queue?
This is Greg. I just want to agree with Ken that it's probably Denise.
Yeah, I think it's Denise. Glenn, what do you think? Is Denise the person to maybe ask for clarification about this issue?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And I would also put Avery and Chuck on the copy as council chairs and vice chair.
I think what we need, though, is we need, and I have no reflection because I think Avery and Chuck may very well have opinions about it, but all Avery and Chuck have at this point in time are opinions. We're operating under guidelines that have been, board pretty well imposed by the board on the GNSO for restructuring. Denise is the vehicle for that process, so I think we need to make it very clear. I don't want to get into a three-way discussion about what this means. I need to know, and frankly, I don't plan on going any further making recommendations until we get this clarification, because I'm afraid that any recommendations that we make, even if they're draft recommendations, may very well end up being taken by one of the interest groups in the wrong way, and I'm trying to keep politics out of this. I just want it to be as fair as possible and transparent. We, you know, the initial guidelines we talked about.
This is Robin. I support what Ken just said.
I support what Ken said, and I think that perhaps we should write something. My question now is, our clarification request is from the GNSO to Denise, so we need to draft something and then have it presented to the council, or it's just this drafting team with the opinion and input from Avery and Chuck? And how do you think that we should proceed?
My feeling is that we should draft a request for Denise and give it to Avery to forward it to Denise. If Avery decides that there is something in there that is either confusing or requires additional clarification, that would be fine. We were, in effect, this was created by the council. Avery may want to get that before the council. I would hate to get it before the council at this point in time, because I think you're going to get into a long political discussion of what the intent is. And if that's the case, then we just, I don't know what the hell we'll do. That could go on for four or five council meetings. But I do think that we're better off with starting at the top, because Denise is the one who's taking that through from the board to the GNSO.
Thank you, Ken. Robin wanted to say something. Please, Robin, go ahead.
No, I don't think I'm in the queue.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood you. Someone else wanted to say something, and I misunderstood. It was Robin.
This is Zahid. I'd like to say something.
Okay, Zahid, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I mean, since Cairo's coming up pretty quick now, I'm just wondering, is it possible for us to have a small meeting, or if, I don't know if there's going to be enough time in Cairo to get face-to-face clarifications from staff on this issue?
Can I say something, or someone else want to talk? I think it's a very good idea, but I also think I would like to support what Ken said about having something, or I think it was Greg or Ken, something in written, just as both ways, maybe face-to-face and something more, which is clearly stated, which is our doubt. I don't know what you think.
I don't have a problem with having a meeting in Cairo. I would hope that we could do it at a time where it would be practical for everyone, and I think we need to have a clear limit on the participants. I think it should only be members of the working group and the people who are attached to this thing. This is not supposed to be a political football that gets kicked around in Cairo at this point in time.
I support that. I support that, yeah.
Okay. So we should, how should we proceed? We should ask maybe Denise to set up a date and a time in Cairo fitting our agenda, our GNSO agenda, to discuss this among our group, and of course having Chuck and Avery in the meeting.
Well, I think we offer them the opportunity of participating in the meeting. I think in the case of Denise, it has to be one that she can attend, because if we have to formally go through some process to get responses from Denise every time, it's going to delay it inordinately. If we have a face-to-face meeting with Denise included, if there's a question and a clarification needed, she's in a position to give it to us in real time, and it will save us a lot of time and effort. But I think if we do this the right way with Denise, we should be in a position to come out of any meeting in Cairo with the opportunity to present some sort of set of guidelines, probably within 2 weeks, and that would pretty well fit within the council's purview then, too. That would give them enough time to deal with this as we move forward.
Sorry, Ken, you're proposing that we make a phone call, a conference call with Denise before the Cairo meeting? That's what you said?
No, I'm proposing that maybe you call Denise.
Okay.
Let Denise know that we would like to meet with her in Cairo.
Okay.
And prior to meeting with her in Cairo, we need clarification on the issues that we've discussed here. And I think Glenn has a very good handle on exactly what the clarifications are that we need. And asked Denise if she could give us something in writing, just an email to the group, and just ask her to be there to be able to respond. Because if we don't get this thing clarified and move out of Cairo with clarification, it's going to start to create some more problems, because you've got Mexico City coming up next. And I don't think the council wants to go through what they went through the last time. It's just not much fun.
Some other comments about this procedure to get clarification?
This is Greg. I think we need to, I agree, we need to get clarification as soon as possible. I'm wondering whether that needs to stop work completely on our efforts, or whether since we're agreed on other things, we can do some partial work in the meantime.
What do others think? I think Greg raises a good point. Should we wait for clarification and know exactly if it's stakeholder groups or constituencies, or perhaps we could work in parallel with some other issues that have already been discussed and agreed among the group? What do you think?
This is Zahid.
Yeah.
I think we should work in parallel leading up to Cairo and get a clarification on it subsequently.
Yeah, I agree with that idea also. What the others think, Ken and Robin?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too, because there are a few other issues that are somewhat independent of this, such as transparency issues, reporting issues, things like that, that it won't matter, which, you know, that answer won't necessarily matter for deciding those issues. So maybe those other issues we could work on between now and then.
Okay. So I would like to make a short to-do list for the next week. Ken proposed that I could contact Denise. Do we all agree in that?
Yes.
Okay, should I contact her by email with a certain document that we prepare among us previously? Perhaps I could draft something about this after this meeting, and we agree among us, and I send it to Denise?
That's fine with me. I don't care which way you do it. I think you have the spirit of what our concerns are with request to clarification, if you
okay.
want to. I think the most important thing is to get it done. We're starting to get up against time lines, and many people will be traveling towards the end of next week, and if we don't get this done soon, it's just going to get dragged out. And I'd rather have a meeting date and time set up, and number two, I'd like to have that clarification before I start traveling. It's just, you know.
Any other comments about this idea that I mentioned? What I could do is prepare, now that I have all these comments in my mind fresh and not lose them with the time, I can draft something and send it maybe in one hour or two as a very draft word to the list. And if we like that, I send it to Denise as a request for clarification from the group. Do you think that's fine?
Sure.
Yes.
Great. Robin, you like it?
Sounds good.
Okay. And about the parallel work that we agreed to do, perhaps we could Hello?
We got foreigners joining us on our call this morning.
Yes. And about the parallel work that we want to do, in the last call, we were going to put some comments together that I was going to draft in a document. Perhaps you could send them to me, and I could start to put them in one document all together.
Okay.
Do you agree? Okay, so we have two things to do. I will draft something now, and I will send it to you and see if you like it or make all the changes that you think that are needed. And I also, Avery and Chuck will be copied because they are on the list. And